just a sample, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
I think we better get it back into that second talk where you were asking me all those questions.
All right. Let's just.
If we knew how it ended.
Why don't we just.
Have you got your notes on that with you?
No, but I remember how it ended. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about
the questions that you had.
Your philosophy, the mural art, and then the final one was your opinion of the mural you remember, and you said, well, you know, that you never said which painting you like the most, you always said the one you want.
Well, now you can start from there.
We can start from there and say, well, we understand that.
What about your, well,
a monocle.
Tell us, let's see, did we talk about my amusements or what I did at all in there?
No, we
well, you might say this way, what do you do for amusement?
Yeah.
And then I'd say, I go fishing.
Thank you.
song of Wild Bill Jones, an old mountain song. It's about a boy that went bad, and of course it sounds kind of sad. So in order to break this up and make everybody feel good, we're going to try something else. The next one is called Sweet Potatoes and Sandy Land. And it goes something like this. Start again.
That's all right. Just
listen up.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
We'll just cut that out.
play it after you two.
Now,
framed you.
Let's play that a little bit.
Now, let's play that. Now we're
moving the mic.
It does. The last tune would be one that we could properly offer to Harry S. Strum, the Clodhopper. This one we might offer to maybe even President Truman as president, because it's a nice song. And it's a song that has something to do with his own background, because his, like mine, is part of the South. And this song is called The Sunny South.
You ready?
Sticks with you, you'll be famous.
Sing with me, baby, make it famous.
This is the final one now.
Start again.
You're up.
done, but it was good.
Yeah.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Well,
right.
We've done it.
Yeah.
And that's why we don't need to do it anymore. Did we sing two verses or just one?
Just one.
Oh, I thought you wanted to sing two verses.
Well, we can do it again. What the hell? And then you pick
you
up.
Try it?
I got time.
No, 900 miles, a good song. I needed a little more practice on it. Maybe sometime I'll play it for you again. But now we're going to put Jesse on for one last song. We're going to dedicate this not to to Clodhopper, Harry S. Truman, but the former President of the United States, Harry S. Truman.
The cuckoo, she's a fine bird. She sings as she flies. She brings us glad tidings and she tells us no lies. She sucks all the pretty flowers that make her voice clear. And...
say it, I'm dead. Well, I'll have to do the talking again now.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. The cuckoo, she's a fine bird. She sings as she flies. She brings us glad tidings and she tells us no lies. She sucks all the pretty flowers that make her voice clear. And she never says cuckoo till the spring of the year. A walking and a talking and a wandering. Waiting for sweet William, he will come by and by. I'll meet him in the morning place your affections on a green rolling tree. For the leaves, they will wither, and the roots, they will die. And if I am forsaken, I'll know right well why. If I am forsaken, I'll not be forsworn. And he is mistaken if he thinks I will mourn. For I'll get myself a bill, some right high degree, and I'll walk on right by him. She's a fine bird, she sings as she flies. She brings us glad tidings and she tells us no lies. She sucks all the pretty flowers that make her voice clear, and she never says cuckoo till the spring
time, so I'd say I didn't spend more than 3.5 to 4 months painting the mural. Most of the time in murals like I do goes into the preparatory work. The painting comes, as you remember, pretty easy and pretty fast once you know what you're going to do. But it's finding out what you're going to do that takes the time. And it's this organization of the mural that's the really crucial thing. It's the preliminary organization, so that when you get up there and start to work on the scaffolding, you're not changing your mind all the time.
Well, you've answered partially the next question I had, but maybe you might be able to give us a little bit more detail, some of the places you travel to find the Indians and to do some of your sketches.
Well, nearly all of my Indians, as a matter of fact, were found in Indian Territory, Oklahoma. It was Indian Territory when I was a kid. I always keep thinking of it as that. Found most of it in Oklahoma, and I had an artist friend who knows the Indians pretty well, an Oklahoman,